It's a grand feeling.
Tell us about the bliss aspect of it.
Bliss, love, joy, happiness. Those words are all synonymous. But take the happiest experience you can think of as a human being. What's a real happy experience that you've had in your life? An experience that really turns you on. Now compared to bliss, it's not even an atom of bliss. That's a more powerful blessing. It has nothing to do with human happiness. It's a billion times more powerful. It's unexplainable, it's ineffable. Nothing you can even think about. You can just be in it and partake of it. But nothing to explain.
How is it possible to stay conscious of this bad word?
Who's conscious?
I mean, if something is really painful, you lose consciousness. And I would think if something is really unbearably ecstatic, you're also almost, you know...
You're speaking in human terms. That's why they call it transcendental. You transcend human terms. And you're in a completely different space. So there's no one to lose consciousness. You can only lose consciousness as a human being. But if you transcend your humanhood, there's no one left to lose consciousness. There has to be a body to lose consciousness. But when you see I am not the body, there's no one left to lose consciousness. You follow? To have any experience, there has to be someone left to have the experience. If you get rid of the someone, then you become natural. And you do not lose consciousness by being natural.
So there's no experience anymore.
There's no experience at all.
The one who experiences is transcendent.
It's dead.
It's gone.
Exactly.
So realization is not an experience. It's like a primal, the whole primal.
It's not even that. It's beyond that. It's totally transcendental.
You can't experience bliss.
That's right.
You feel bliss. I mean, you feel bliss, but there's no, it's not, it's different. It's not the mind experience.
It's like the sun trying to experience heat.
That's good.
You can't.
There is bliss, but there's no one experiencing it. It's just bliss.
That's a natural thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of the sun, I don't know if this is, this may just be idle speculation, but if you do choose to talk, comment on it, I don't know, but there's a teaching that the world, the earth is the logos of the earth, that the earth is an intelligence, that the earth is going through its evolution and is struggling for its own revelations, its own enlightenment. We are part of this greater life. And the same is true of the sun. Do you have a teaching on that?
Just the mental plane. In the mental plane, everything is alive. There's no such thing as dead matter. Everything lives and wants to express itself. The moon, the sun, the earth, the flowers, everything. But when you go beyond that, it doesn't exist. It only exists on a mental plane. But in truth, there is no mental plane. So none of that exists. It's like a dream. Always go back to the dream.
So the whole universe, the solar system and the universe, are a projection in a sense also.
Projection of the mind.
All mind. And all the inner planes too?
All the inner planes. Projections of the mind.
Astral, causal, supercausal, all of that?
For whom are these things? Where they come from? For whom are they? They're all projections of the mind. When the mind goes, everything else goes. So that's why when you follow the eye is the mind and the ego. and you go to the source, everything is attached to the mind, all the things we've just been discussing. They're all part of the I thought. I see the sun. I perceive the moon. As you said, I perceive the earth as being alive. I do these things. But when the I is transcended, who's left? Just the self. And all those things are gone. So there's peace. There's nobody left to worry about those things. Or to concern themselves.
When you say you must go beyond this idea, it reminds me of a line from a book that Mary Fonda was called, these secret teachings of the Tibetan masters. And one of the phrases that is used of the Tibet, that the Tibetans use, is called going beyond the beyond.
Is that by Paul Brunson?
No, that's by Alexandra David Neal, French woman who
I don't know.
Spoke Tibet.
Was Paul Brunson a real life
thing?
Yes.
Oh, he was.
She spends a lot of time talking about, oh, it's a very brief book, it's very succinct, which is wonderful. But she speaks about our misconceptions of the self, of being, having any identity at all. She approaches from more of a scientific standpoint, that everything is constantly in flux, although we don't see the changes from moment to moment. But the things that you said, of course. So we want to hold on to this idea of an identity that simply has no reality. Personal identity.
On the mental plane, everything is in a state of flux. Nothing is solid. Everything moves. Where does it exist? Because it's non-duality. Non-duality exists. Duality is when everything is in a state of flux. Things are atoms, there's energy, there are molecules, and there are things. And they're in complete motion. And if you go beyond the molecules and the atoms and the energy, then you have nothing. Emptiness. And that's reality. It's like a story I tell of the monk who was asking the master, what is reality? What is reality? And the master said, go pick a fig. And he picked the fig off the tree. And the master said, open the fig. And the monk did. And the master said, cut open the seed. And he cut open the seed and he said, what do you see? And the monk said, emptiness. And the master said, that's true. Everything comes from emptiness. Because in the fixed seed there's a hollow. There's nothing. So out of the nothingness came the fig tree, as well as everything else. Remember, I love you all, and I always think about you, but remember to love yourselves, to bow to yourself, to worship yourself, because God dwells in you, as you. Peace. See you again next time. God bless you. Thank you.
restaurant. Okay. Anybody else wants to comment?
Mm-hmm. Go to the bodhisattva.